Spring, a time to renew your spirit. Blossom by blossom, the spring begins. Algernon Charles Swinburne. Lately, several people back home in Southern California have asked me how I survived my first winter in Vancouver. I respond by telling them that, honestly, it wasn't that bad. Granted, it was a pretty mild winter, but needless to say, I'm happy to see the first spring flowers blooming as I stroll my neighborhood in the early evenings of these longer days. Now that I live in a part of the world that has seasons, it really helps me understand why people are so excited when they see those first flowers start blooming. I found that I'm one of those happy people now too. As a matter of fact, in Southern California, the weather tends not to change too significantly throughout the year, so I don't think I ever quite appreciated the spring months as much as I found myself doing here in Vancouver. Sure, my first winter was fairly mild, but I know that for some, winters can be quite brutal. To name a few, it can mean daily inconveniences like not being able to back out of your driveway because there's too much snow in the way, or not being able to get to work on time or at all due to inclement weather, or having to throw layer upon layer on your body, head, and hands before even stepping outside. In general, the winter is just harder. But it also makes me think of this quote by Ann Bradstreet. If we had no winter, the spring would not be so pleasant. Figuratively speaking, maybe your winter was rough this year, meaning perhaps you experienced obstacles and challenges in your health, relationships, socially, professionally, etc. But just as we experience each day getting a little longer, hear the birds chirping, and watch each blossom show us its beauty, let's stop for a minute, shall we? And take it all in. We take it all in now because soon the blooming plants, trees, and chirping birds will feel commonplace. It's just what happens. We get used to it. We're less likely to take notice and thus appreciate the beauty of a new season at that point. So I urge you today, and in these early days of spring, to notice the new. Appreciate each small and beautiful sight. And consider how you can use the beginning of this season to renew your own spirit, whatever that looks like for you. Here's what I suggest. Take your journal, pen, and yourself on a stroll to a local park. Find a bench with a nice view and consider these questions. What do you hope for yourself this spring? How can you take advantage of the energy this season brings and infuse it into your life? And how will you keep this vigor up and continue to make progress after the newness and excitement subsides? About that last question, this one's important. Be sure to have systems in place so that you keep moving forward this season. For example, if you're planning on decluttering your entire home this spring, including bedrooms, closets, cabinets, attics, and basements, it's going to take some time. This means you'll have to make regular time to do it, and that means scheduling it in and sticking to it for the next several weeks or months. The same is true for your health endeavors. Remember that thriving health, like a decluttered home, doesn't happen in one miraculous event. Rather, the work you do little by little over regular, dedicated time is how you'll make meaningful progress that you're proud of. So, as we welcome spring, welcome to your excitement about not only what you want to get done this season, but who you want and need to become in order to move forward on what's most important to you in these coming months. Happy spring. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it and support yourself while doing it. You can review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to listen to it. You can tell your friends about it or share it on social media. And if you want more me time in your life, consider becoming a member of the Me Time Midlife community. This is my online community of like-minded and like-hearted women in midlife who want to take charge of their life by cultivating their health, happiness, and purpose while building connections and friendships along the way. There are many benefits to joining, including monthly member-only Q&As with some of the experts you hear on the podcast. Plus, as a listener of the podcast, you get a special listener discount. Go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.